In the lush and rugged islands of Papua New Guinea, a young man was born who would one day become a shining witness of faith, courage, and love. His name was Peter Torot, a man who lived for Christ, served his people, and gave his life for the truth of the gospel. Peter Torot was born in 1912 in Rakunai, East New Britain, Papua New Guinea. He grew up in a devout Catholic family. His father was a respected village chief who himself converted to Christianity. From an early age, Peter was formed in prayer, discipline, and love for the church. Peter answered a special call to serve as a catechist. At the time, priests could not always reach every village, and catechists like Peter became the backbone of the local church. He studied at the catechist school in Taliliga and soon became known for his gentle spirit, deep knowledge of the faith, and tireless dedication to teaching. Day after day, Peter taught children the catechism, prepared couples for marriage, and led prayer services. He visited the sick, comforted the poor, and was a model of honesty and humility. But Peter's life was not without trials. When the Japanese occupied Papua New Guinea during World War II, they banned Christian practices, including Mass and the sacraments. Priests were imprisoned, and many believers faced persecution. In this darkness, Peter stood as a shepherd for his people. Even when threatened, he continued to lead prayers, baptize infants, and defend the sanctity of marriage. One of the greatest challenges came when the Japanese authorities began promoting polygamy among the people. They hoped to destroy the Christian family. Peter Torot refused to remain silent. He courageously spoke out, teaching that marriage is sacred and must remain faithful and monogamous. He helped couples resist pressure, strengthened families in their vows, and reminded them that fidelity in marriage was fidelity to Christ Himself. His defiance did not go unnoticed. In 1945, Peter was arrested for his faith and imprisoned. Even in his cell, he prayed with his fellow prisoners and inspired them with hope. His unwavering courage frightened his captors, for Peter's faith could not be broken. On July 7, 1945, Saint Peter Torot was martyred. The Japanese authorities poisoned him, silencing his voice on earth, but amplifying his testimony for eternity. He died as a martyr of marriage and faith, giving his life rather than betraying the gospel. His sacrifice bore fruit. Today, Catholics across Papua New Guinea and beyond look to Saint Peter Torot as a model of courage, family love, and unshakable faith. Saint Peter Torot reminds us that holiness is not found in great power, but in simple fidelity to Christ. He was a catechist, a husband, a father, and a martyr. His good works live on in every child taught the faith, in every couple who remain faithful to their vows, and in every Christian who stands strong against persecution. May his witness inspire us to love, to serve, and to remain faithful, no matter the cost. Saint Peter Torot, pray for us.